In a special meeting of council on Wednesday, September 15, a public meeting was held to discuss the plans for the new homes being built at 2044 25th Side Ode. An application for a zoning by-law amendment was filed with the town of Innisfil on June 29, 2021, by Skelton, Brumwell, and Associates Inc. on behalf of the owner Kay Yeaman. Chris Cannon, placemaker, planner for the town of Innisfil, presented the application at the meeting on Wednesday. Marissa Handley of Skelton was also on hand to introduce the zoning by-law amendment and field questions from councillors. The property is approximately 0.47 hectares in area, with approximately 99.06 meters of frontage on the north side of 25 Side Road and 3.83 meters frontage on Lilac Drive. There is currently a childcare facility and parking lot on the south side of the property, with the north half vacant. The purpose of the application is to rezone the north part of the land to residential, and the south to community service. This will allow for the child care facility and parking lot to continue functioning as is, and become a community service exception zone, with an opportunity to allow for more services, uses in the future. The owner would like to sever the lots. The proposed zoning will be residential, will allow for the building of homes on the north side of the property. The applicant does not have a plan yet as to what the residential properties will look like, but is willing to work with the town to determine suitable options. As per the report from town staff, the houses being built should fit in with the existing Alcona community. As per Skelton, Brumwell and Associates, the amendment is a minor change to the subject lands and is consistent with legislation and policy. Count. Donna Orsatti asked if the severances of the north lot would be for multiple single detached dwellings or just one. She also asked about the pathway on 25th Side Road to Lilac. What's going to happen with that narrow pathway if that's a residential lot? She asked. Cannon responded that the lot will allow for three severances. They could get three lots out of this particular section, he said. The remnant lands that stretch to Lilac is something the owner and I discussed. The legal department does not have any intention to take those lands in public ownership, so it would be the landowner's decision. There has been some need or want to sell it off to the neighboring landowners if interested. Orsatti asked about parking at the daycare center, and if there would be any implications. It looks like ample parking, but I am just concerned about any changes to that, that would impact parking that would be required on the street? She asked. It seems to me based on my site visit that there is plenty of room for parking and pickup, Cannon replied. Mayor Lynn Dolan asked about using the trail for dedicated parkland, since the owner has no interest in using it. What amount of parkland dedication would it amount to for that piece? And would it be enough to keep it open? She asked. Two residents, Carlos Nunez and Fatima de Vasconcelos, who are members of the Alcona Beach Club, ABC, raised their concerns about the application, claiming the ABC Club used to own the property and a prior agreement had been made with the owner about not rezoning. Nothing could be done until the terms of the contract are fulfilled. Because it is in the contract she has with us, that she can't do that, said de Vasconcelos. I am concerned this is being done without permission from its members. Count. Rob Nickel wanted clarification about who actually owns the subject lands and what role the ABC Club has in the decision-making of the property. Does the ABC Club still have ownership in it? Is it a leased property? Is there some sort of mix-up there? He asked. Mayor Dolan confirmed that the owner of the property, Kay Yeaman, is applying for a severance, but that ABC Club members have concerns about the zoning amendment application due to an apparent contract they have with the current owner. She said staff will investigate the information received at the meeting and will come back to council with a follow-up report with more information and whether the zoning by-law amendment should be recommended for approval. Council received the report for information purposes only and did not make a decision on the application on Wednesday night. Anyone interested in submitting a comment on the application can send an email to